Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to the Football Ramble Preview Show, sponsored by Bet365. Spurs are back at Wembley. Neil Warnock's going direct and Chelsea are happy without Mr. Conte. Away we go! Hi, gang.
Oh,
hello, Marcus. It's at this point when the music kicks in, I realise that I printed out the running order you kindly put together, Marcus, but then I threw it immediately in the bin. I don't know why I did that. I don't know why I've done that.
Why do we have to have this on mic?
Why do I do this? I'm my own worst enemy.
Why do you disrespect me in front of so many people?
It's no surprise to me. I am my own worst enemy.
You can pop out and get it if you want.
Out the bin, and I think I tore it. I gave it a curt tear as well.
As you were doing it, were you shouting, "The football weekend starts here"?
And it's live!
Preparation. I'll give you preparation.
Is that a rule book? Hiya!
Yeah, sounds like you've flying chopped it into the bin, Peter. Yeah.
Flipping heck.
Well, the Karate Kid is back.
But don't worry, Marcus and I will cover you.
Pick up slack.
We're like a responsible second centre-back. We'll drop in around the back and clear up your mess.
When John Terry's had a slip and dropped his running order on the floor.
In many ways, you are the John Terry of this podcast, Peter.
I'd like to talk about
that. Will I?
I'd like to talk about the superest of all the Super Cups that was last night, of course, between the two Madrid sides, Real Madrid and Atletico Madrid. A Super Cup is often, I think, in the crosshairs of the Trades Description Act.
Yeah. It is also derided quite regularly, isn't it?
But this was a Super Cup.
It was.
No, it shouldn't be at the start of the season. I realise that time is circular, but I'm not having it.
Yeah, when would you have it? Straight after the Champions League final.
I'd have it.
To give the Europa League winners a little bit of an advantage because they're not as good.
Replace the...
celebrate too much, lads, because you've got another 90 minutes or 120 if required.
Can we get
this confetti off the pitch, please?
just as the footballers in close season check into their Dubai hotels, there's a representative saying, get in the car. There's a much to be played.
You could have this in Dubai. I mean, that was in Estonia.
It wasn't.
It's often in Monaco.
Beautiful Tallinn.
Beautiful Tallinn.
Tallinn is beautiful.
And we've also heard...
smashed my phone in Tallinn. I was very upset about it.
Hang on. Have you been? You liked it?
Tallinn, yeah. It was enjoyable.
Nice place?
Yeah, very nice. Quite stag do-y, but nice.
Were you on a stag do?
There is a Depeche Mode bar just dedicated to Depeche Mode.
What's it called?
I think it's DM something or other.
Everything counts.
DM small amounts.
Enjoy the silence.
Please drink responsibly.
But make no noise.
Uh-huh.
Enjoy the silence.
Were you on a stag do?
Was I on a stag do? Yes, I think I was.
Well, that's why it was stag do.
It's quite stag do because you were on a stag do.
Well, if you're on a stag do, wherever he goes, a bit stag do.
Oh, don't mention stag do's. I'll get invited to another five. Yeah.
Pete, what's that?
I'm so bloody popular.
Yeah. Yeah. He's pathetic, he is, Marcus. What's that chocolate bar like, Pete? Oh, it's quite chocolatey. What do you expect? We've also learned that literally news that broke, as far as I can see, just before we came in the studio. So, as usual, I have no detail. Uh-huh. That La Liga are going to play games in the United States.
They're going to play one game in the US, yes.
That's where it starts.
That's where...
Richard Scudamore's rubbing his hands together.
See, and I told you.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I bet those Americans are really looking forward to Rayo Vallecano versus Girona, aren't they?
When I said I wanted to do a Premier League game overseas, you all laughed. Not laughing now, are you?
Look where the market leaders are. They're not the market leaders. Shut up.
But they want to be, Pete.
They want to be.
And I'll tell you something, with those two Madrid clubs playing that kind of football, Peter... You cannot begrudge them. It was a brilliant game. What about that volley from Saul? Let's get straight onto that.
Fantastic. Well, I think we should really open the same way Diego Costa opened inside a minute. And I was thinking, how do you even do that from there?
Yeah. He's a few of his goals of late, I'm thinking of World Cup goals as well, particularly that one he scored against Portugal. I love the fact that he can create something when there's not much on, but not in a kind of a... I don't know, a kind of a sort of Lionel Messi way of creating something. You know, you get the ball and then beat five men and score.
But it's more with belligerence, isn't it?
It is belligerence. It's
bludgeoning.
Absolutely.
Belligerent,
power.
Bludgeoning.
But also intelligence as well, to try and think, all right, there's a little gap there and so on.
Marcus, are you trying to say he's Mitrovic? He's the new Mitrovic? Is that what you're trying to say?
He's Mitrovic light.
With end product.
Yeah.
I'll tell you something.
Yeah.
If Fulham can squeeze a bit of that out of Mitrovic, then...
Well, we'll see Mitro this weekend. More on that in a minute.
We certainly will. But it was, yes, of course, we'll be talking about the Premier League, our bread and butter. But it was just great to see Atletico Madrid beat Real Madrid in a European final. It's not the European final, but it's just a European final.
And I also saw that Diego Simeone was up in the stand in a little box. And I just automatically assumed he's got some sort of ban. Uh-huh. He must have some sort of ban.
He does. That was his third of four games.
Okay.
Because of what he said... Or the incident with Arsenal when he was he mouthing off officials or something like that?
Oh, that is actually true. Then I genuinely thought
that was the third of what was it? The third?
I just thought he had no respect for it.
I think that was the third.
It doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter.
I'm going to say it. Damn it all! It was the third of four games. He's still got one more to go.
The Premier League's our bread and butter. I don't know how we've gotten to this, this cul-de-sac of nonsense.
Football is our bread and butter. It was a great game. You had to mention the Super Cup. So well done to them. Are we ready to talk about the super happenings in the Premier League?
The Super Premier League.
The England-based Premier League.
Super Premier League. Super Premier League. Super Premier League. Richard Scudamore.
That's what he sent around at the start of the season.
he made up that chant, didn't he?
Yeah, he did, yeah. Didn't really catch on.
Yeah. Well, they're singing it in the Far East. They're singing it in the middle. They're singing it in Dubai.
The real hero of
Don't they just make like generic Premier League shirts that says Premier League on it?
I bet they have them.
Why don't we have Ramble merchandise? Because that would be massively IP.
Breach of copyright?
Yeah, something like that.
Spurs are hosting Fulham at Wembley this weekend.
They are indeed.
They better get their feet under those Wembley desks a bit longer than they thought. Eh? Oh dear.
They might have to play a match in America.
Yeah, I was thinking to myself, and I'm sure Spurs fans were thinking, yeah, we're gonna lord it up over West Ham. This is how you do a stadium migration and all that kind of stuff. And they've sort of buggered it up, haven't they?
Well, you visited quite recently, didn't you?
And
your pictures, I mean, everything looked in place, but the pitch and the stands are definitely there, but everything else looked a little bit unfinished.
Well, Marcus, you've got a lot of experience in construction, so why don't you by which I mean you wore a hard hat. So what don't you...
high-vis.
Yeah, was it high-vis as well?
A high-vis jacket, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, in my humble but yet well-informed opinion, Luke...
It's not humble.
But is it well-informed?
Probably
I'll let
not.
The listeners decide. Yeah. They need to do a lot more work. They need to build things a bit bigger and quicker, and they need
build
to
build it quicker. Yeah. Somebody died when they tried to do that at Wembley.
Peter, come on, that's naughty.
What's that naughty? I'm just mentioning that something that actually happened.
You're having a go at me.
Less haste, more speed.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
All right.
They've issued an apology to the fans.
Yeah.
Following this announcement that the opening of the stadium will be delayed. Now there is talk that maybe the match against Manchester City on the 28th of October could be the opening game. I've heard through the grapevine that is quite fanciful thinking.
Okay. Mm. And I think the main issue from fans, I think, apart from the obvious that they're like a kid on the Christmas morning, they want to open their present. Mm. Everyone understands that, of course, is the lack of communication, I think, and perhaps There's an issue around this auto-pay feature for cup games where some have accused the club of knowing it wouldn't be ready yet, still encouraging sign-ups. But from what I can see, the communications director's getting a lot of stick for not being clear and obvious with what they're sort of communicating to the fans. I was interested in the Tottenham Supporters Trust quote as well. He just talked a bit about the club being as transparent as possible, because I think everybody understands at a basic level a construction build of this size. They go over budget, they go over time, and these things happen. So it's a shame from that point of view. But I think perhaps they should offer, because they have now said they're going to offer refunds, as you've mentioned, but perhaps they should offer cheap tickets to the Wembley games as a sort of gesture of goodwill or something.
Can the AFL actually do that? And also, transparency is important. If you can make a transparent tunnel so that the VIPs can watch the players walk
let's
down
have some
it.
Transparent communication.
Let's have some transparency when it comes to communications. They must have known that this was happening a month ago.
Sure.
They must have known.
And switching to back to the football, we didn't cover it on Monday because obviously we can't cover every game. I can't believe that was Vertonghen's first Premier League goal in 5 years. In my mind, he's a bit of a threat.
It's mad, isn't it?
Yeah, but it was his first Premier League goal for 5 seasons.
Are you getting him mixed up with Alderweireld? Because he scored quite a few headers.
But I'll tell you something, I'm not going to get mixed up. Spurs have got quite a lot of players unavailable. Yes, a lot of injuries for this game. We're going to be there, aren't we?
We're going to go to that match.
Last time a Newcastle fan went to Wembley.
I feel like...
Going to get it out?
Well, Newcastle had their moments against Spurs, didn't they?
They were good. I thought they were really good against Spurs. Spurs looked really leggy. They look knackered, and it looks like they've picked up a couple of injuries. And I think Fulham might get a bit.
Spurs still won the game.
They did win that game. Yeah, they did win that game.
But it was only 2-1.
They looked very tired by the end of that match.
I really want Harry.
So Fulham can keep their powder dry first half.
Yes.
Well, they did that against Palace.
They might get some joy second half.
I know. Well, Fulham need a good performance. I know that's an obvious thing to say, but of course they lost their opening game against Crystal Palace, a game that they would have fancied getting something out of. And we said this about West Ham going away to Liverpool. Fulham will be thinking, don't get hammered. Do you know what I mean? Like, don't get hammered. Actually, put in a decent performance. Because even if they lose, but they think, you know what, we can take a lot of heart from that. Don't want to lose your first two games, because then the pressure starts mounting. And, you know, third game, fourth game, all the rest of it. But actually, you're right. I suppose, you know, they are missing a few players. I mean, do you really think they look leggy?
Yeah, massively. They look knackered.
Well, to come away from that game at St James's Park with a win, when they had a lot of key players unavailable, and they didn't have either of the, I know Pochettino rotates the fullbacks, but Trippier and Rose weren't available.
A lot of players went very deep into the World Cup as well.
I think more than any other English-based club.
Or any club,
According to some reports, they might have up to 10 first-team players out. And given that they... Or not available. And given that, obviously, they didn't make any signings, famously. There's talk this morning, I think it's nonsense, that Moura's unhappy and been linked to a move away. I don't think there's much in that at all. But so it will be a real test of Spurs and their much talked about almost like lack of depth. But Fulham were, I mean, they just seemed so soft-centred against Palace. I mean, they tried their best, did their thing for 40 minutes, as I said to you guys.
But you said you were impressed with the way they kept the ball and so on.
They knocked it about very, very nicely.
Well, if they can keep the ball against Spurs, which is a very difficult thing to do, But the thing is, though, what Jokanović did, you know, because Fulham have had a few injuries as well. I mean, I think before he made one or two signings, they only had about 5 first-team defenders or something. If you're playing a back four, that's pretty problematic. But there was, 7 or 8 new players in that Fulham starting 11 against Crystal Palace, who had never played a competitive match before. I think the whole back four was a different back four to than what they had last season, or maybe 3 of them, certainly. So they've got to kind of bed these players in, but they've got to do it very quickly. Well,
and also they've still got Alfie Mawson to come back, who they signed but has a knee injury and won't be back till next month.
Sure, but there's another one. You know, he hasn't played with this side before.
I think Lamella and Winks are back in full training for Spurs, although I don't think they'll be ready for the weekend. The draw in this game is 5-1 with Bet365, so £10 on that outcome would return £60, including stake, should it be a stalemate.
Exactly right.
I want value. I want goals.
Were you disappointed with Newcastle not getting anything out of that Spurs game, then, from what you saw?
I think they hit the bar twice, so I think...
Answer the question.
I think they deserved
this. This is not Roberto Baggio's magical kick.
Sorry, were you more disappointed than your regular disappointment that you carry every day throughout your life?
Yeah, around my neck like a big disappointment horseshoe.
The disappointment horseshoe.
Yeah.
That's one of the pilots you had, didn't have commission, wasn't it?
Yeah, you guys wouldn't take it.
I would have done, but I didn't have the capital to back it up. But Cardiff are hosting Newcastle.
Yes.
This is a chance for Warnock to get some points on the board.
Oi! That's not nice.
Is it or is it not a chance?
I think they've got quite a well-marshalled defence. They're not the best from aerial threats, but that's all that Cardiff have got, I think.
Well, let me give you a couple of
choice quotes.
I'll get onto them in a moment. Okay, don't worry.
Right. Are we doing a bit of Warnock, are we? Big time.
Of course we are.
I want to have a pop at Pete in a minute, so get this out of the way.
Well, it's about Cardiff, their style of play, but obviously that comes from Mr. Warnock. According to Opta, 27% of the passes they played against Bournemouth on the opening day were classified as long passes, which was the highest in the league. And they also had the least accurate passing in the season. And according to Sky Sports, during the past 10 seasons, no side averaging under 65% passing accuracy and under 200 successful passes per game has been relegated from the Premier League.
That's an interesting
stat.
So,
oddly, that direct approach from Cardiff, you'd think, oh, they're going to have to... But the stats suggest that that might serve them well, which is obviously a damning indictment for English football.
but at the moment, though, Marcus, they've got no points.
Yeah, but we're only one game in.
I know, but...
As I said in the World Cup, it's just the first game.
Best round of games. I thought we'd swerved that.
No.
I thought we'd dodged that bullet last time.
Absolutely not. But Warnock was asked about this last season. Bearing in mind, they finished second. Mm. I mean, we lured Fulham up, rightly so, I think, for the way they play. But Cardiff still finished...
They got there
in the automatic places. Yeah. But Warnock said, do you want to see shots on target or do you want to see us... do you want to see shots on target or do you want us to pass the ball across the pitch on the halfway line? It's not either one or the other.
No, you could have both, couldn't you, really?
But they are going to just... we know how they're going to play. Very, very direct. Mm. Will Newcastle be able to deal with that?
Will Cardiff's backline be able to deal with...
Kennedy.
Who we've got. Kennedy.
Kennedy's
a good player.
Kennedy's first touch in that chance against Spurs was horrendous. Pete, can I ask you a question?
Here we go.
No.
As a self-appointed man of the people... Are you happy that Mike Ashley is single-handedly trying to save the British high street and the jobs?
He's got a weapon.
How many House of Fraser? If it was a Fenix, fine. There's one of them in Newcastle. I don't even think there's a House of Fraser in Newcastle. There probably is. I've not been.
What I'm looking forward to now is that...
No, I want Pete to answer the question.
Okay. What? Is he single-handedly serving the high street?
He's investing in the high street.
Yeah. Investing in the high street.
He is.
They've got 59 stores and they employ 11,500 people.
They'll be sports by direct by next month. Each and every one of them. They'll be in a haberdashery area to fix your Sports Direct clothes.
Somebody else will phrase it and they'll have adverts on the telly and Finch will be doing the voiceover.
Yeah. And Marcus,
get your socks and your socks.
11,500 employees. Surely one of them is good enough to play up front for Newcastle.
Not according to Solomon.
Get him
Rondon.
In. Just do open trials.
Well, your favourite and mine, Dennis Wise, was in the media recently defending Mike Ashley.
That seems a surprise.
He said, unfortunately, whatever he does, he will constantly take stick. It's as simple as that.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, as if only he had control over that. There are a lot of people out there that don't help the situation. You're one of them, Peter. They want to bring it onto him.
They want to bring it onto him.
Yeah. Make up your own mind there. I think Rafa's actually turned around and said that they have improved their squad. So that says it all, really, doesn't it?
Well,
some choice quotes from Dennis Wise.
In the
same
way that taxi driver turned around and said, "Can I have the fee, please, for the taxi ride?" And then what did you do then, Dennis?
So Rafa's on a loyalty bonus, so he's going to stay, which means Newcastle will probably stay in the Premier League beyond the summer. It looks quite bleak, doesn't it?
Mark Hughes in the role by the end of the season.
You reckon?
Doesn't look completely outside the realms of possibility.
Big Sam's floating about.
He wouldn't go back. He wouldn't get the payoff that he got St James's.
But would he beat Mike Ashley in a drinking contest? Which would be the acid test to get the job?
Well, I can't believe
there'd be lots of acid indigestion. I know that.
According to the quotes that have come out from Jermaine Pennant's autobiography, in which he comes across awfully.
I love it when sportsmen write biographies or autobiographies where they come off worse. Yeah. Like they go, I am a dick.
But don't worry, I'm going to put my side of the story over. Yeah, you should have done that. Just stick with the other side of the story.
That was like when ITV did a series of documentaries on various footballers, such as Jermaine Defoe. I think Didier Drogba was one. Pretty good. Did one on Andy Cole, and you just thought, oh, Andy.
Yeah. Oh, Andy.
You've got control of this.
But according to Jermaine Pennant, Rafa have just spent most of his time being confused about the concept of Jermaine Pennant. But Jermaine Pennant's not trying to get that across. He's trying to get across that, I was really cool, and I was like a dude, and Rafa was just, he was a square man, but actually, Rafa's just confused by your appalling behaviour because he is a fully formed adult human being.
Yeah.
And he thinks you probably shouldn't be doing that. That's basically what I read from it anyway.
Oh, yeah. Rafa.
Anyway, Cardiff are 4-7 favourites to be relegated from the Premier League this season. You won't be surprised to hear that. £10 with Bet365 will return £15.71 if they find themselves relegated come May.
Well, will their direct approach stop that, Luke Moore?
I think it's a difficult question to answer because Warnock is clearly a canny operator at a certain level, and is, and the amount of promotions he's had as a manager speak for themselves. But as Pete accurately said a week or so ago, the Premier League hasn't been friendly to him.
No.
I think the pressure's been high. He's found it quite difficult. And you wonder whether it would probably be his greatest achievement if he kept Cardiff in the Premier League this season. Yeah, and I would agree with that. And I guess it just depends whether he can keep the team together and whether he can keep morale up
and keep himself in a job, because he has been one to lose his job halfway through the season. So you don't know what the second half of the Cardiff season is going to look like, because it may well see another manager in the dugout.
Oh, we're going to see. Normally, we see a manager go about September, October time, and I think that'll be Mourinho.
Yeah,
but we just don't know at this point. But I mean, the thing about Warnock that I have sympathy for, I do quite like Neil Warnock. I think.
He's
a lot of fun.
Yeah,
I think part of me does. I know the real world doesn't work like this, but part of me feels like, you know what? You've earned the right to be there.
Mm.
No one cared. No one thought Cardiff would get anywhere near the Premier League.
Mm.
You've earned the right. You've taken them there.
That's right.
You deserve to have a chance to make them a Premier League club for next season as well. But of course, you know, unfortunately, the real world bites and then we don't ever see them.
And I know we can be critical about the long ball and so on, but that's when you're talking about top level football. And you don't want to see, you know, an England side, which are now sixths in the world, ladies and gentlemen, going to a tournament and playing the long ball and all that kind of stuff. That, I think that's it. But when Cardiff go up playing quite a direct style under Warnock, with perhaps limited or less resources, perhaps, compared to some other clubs and so on, you just sort of think to yourself, how, you can't really be critical of that.
I think Warnock would be surprised at the lack of quality and cohesion with a lot of Premier League defences compared to the last time he was up in the Premier League, because last year was a complete and utter shit show for a lot of teams down there.
They played Bobby Reid, didn't they, up front against Bournemouth, and it was all about, I think he was up front on his own, and it was all about getting players around him and the usual Warnock stuff, picking up the nod downs and the second balls and all that kind of stuff. And you just wonder whether that's a bit too crude against most of the teams in the Premier League these days. But we'll see, I suppose.
We shall certainly see. And now it's time for emails with PTD.
It is time for emails with PTD. I was caught by surprise with that, simply by the fact didn't have my running order. Because,
it's always the same, Pete.
Lost it.
Always the same.
Don't know, mate, because the running order's in the bin. Ryan Walker
again,
says,
which is also your fault.
Shut up. Ryan Walker says, Ramble Force whore. So you put that in. You don't like that, but I'm doing it. I'm bringing it back.
I don't mind it.
I've done that for years.
Bringing the Ramble Force whore back for 2018. Hey, guys. Long-time listener. Just wanted to weigh in on the carpet / shoe chat.
Oh, yeah.
On
okay.
Monday. Obviously a big deal. I've currently got my shoes off, but not because I am dogmatic about my shoe wearing today. It's chucking down out there and my shoes are soaking wet and very unhelpful.
You're probably the only man in London wearing Espadrilles today when it's about 4 inches of rain.
They're so slippy. I had no idea. They call them boat shoes. You're going to slip on that boat.
Yeah.
You might slip on a fish. I just wanted to weigh in on the carpet / shoe chat. I, for one, can't stand having to take shoes off at the door, and I think it's an effing disgrace. Won't someone think of the carpet cleaners relying on Pete and his like to help us out? This guy's a carpet cleaner.
Oh, okay.
Bad enough that carpet cleaners like Vax and Rug Doctors are so readily available to buy or rent when they're a load of rubbish. I assume the Vax comes with training and information on how to leave the carpet in a wicking / testing for dye bleed / pH neutral state. Correct way to clean, how important vacuuming is to the process prior to cleaning. He's worried about these people who rent out these carpet cleaning machines.
Fly-by-night carpet
cleaners. Yeah, you just get them in, you use them a couple of times, you send them back and you've ruined your carpet.
We've started something.
Who would have known that the world of carpet cleaning was like the Wild West? Like the Old West.
I think like the new, like, remember like the
Dominic ice cream. Littlewood would be presenting a TV show about it.
The ice cream wars of like the 1980s and 70s. It's going to be like that, but it's going to be like the carpet cleaners. So Ryan is appointing himself the official carpet cleaner of the Ramble. Keep on walking, Pete. Walk those London streets into those houses without a care.
Yeah.
We'll get it for you.
Pete, what you've done there is to sort of shore up your side of the argument. Mm. You've found an email from a guy whose very livelihood depends on dirty carpets.
Correct.
Yeah.
I think that's what people
would expect of you. They expect nothing less.
And for balance, here's an email about Miami FC. Adam from Atlanta says, you may remember email last season about my home team, Miami FC, putting on their third string goalie in a homemade kit. After discussing that Football Ramble episode with a fellow member of that particular team, he shared this with me. About 3 years ago, Miami United, one of our rivals, not Beckham's team, the other Miami team, had Brazilian Adriano on the team.
Oh, not
Miami. While he only played a handful of games, obviously, he wanted that number 10 jersey. Another member of this squad, Rambo de Leon, which is a great name, yeah. Rambo de Leon, really wanted the iconic 10 as well. So in response to not getting it, he decided to wear a modified 37 and he just put a plus sign in between the 3 and the 7.
Ivan Zamorano did
He didn't put a plus in the middle, did he?
Ivan Zamorano playing for Inter.
One plus nine.
Oh, right, okay.
I think Ronaldo took the number 9 jersey.
One plus eight.
Are you allowed to put, but this plus is a really big one from the picture.
No, this one was visible. Quite,
it was visible.
You know, it was clearly
not. Are you sure it wasn't a hashtag?
I was about to say.
Stop it. I'm still getting pelters for that.
As you should be.
Nobby says, hi, Ramblers. Hearing Pete tell a story of hearing some French people saying déjà vu reminded me of a dull story. It was when I was in the taxi in Paris. We turned a corner and drove straight into a huge traffic jam. The taxi driver said, ooh la la.
Excellent. Love it.
I'm not reading out any of the ones from that football team that you sort of brought in.
Marcus, I tapped into the zeitgeist here, right?
Yeah, I know you
did. And talked about Fort William on Monday.
Did you?
And I said, if people are from Fort William want to get in touch, tell us a bit more about that club.
Tons of emails.
But it's just,
I'm a Fort William fan. I live in Fort William.
Peter,
what else is there to say, really?
Luke has been tapping into the zeitgeist.
If Luke wants to tap the emails and read them out himself, I'll do the best bet, all right?
Let's see what we've got on Monday. Okay, then. Let's go to a quick ad break before a civil war breaks out.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We're nearly at the end of the Premier League season, so I'm pretty drained. So many tense matches, and some not so tense, as well as point deductions, a battle for the title, and teams on the brink of relegation. All that suspense has me needing a well-deserved break. With the year in full swing, it can be easy to get swept up in work, social engagements, even keeping up with all this football, and we can spread ourselves too thin. But with therapy, you can learn to prioritise your time and really recharge your batteries. It's helpful for learning how to set personal boundaries and empowering you to be the best version of yourself, because you should spend your time on your own terms. So, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/ramble today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ramble.
Fans are shouting every week, Louis van Gaal's army! Louis van Gaal's army!
Ah! Memories.
Louis van Gaal!
We hardly knew ye.
Indeed, yeah.
Well, I'd like to see him be airlifted in if a manager gets fired in October.
Airlifted.
That'd be great.
More on the Manchester United managerial situation in a short while.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's go straight to Chelsea versus Arsenal, perhaps the big one of the weekend, although Arsenal were involved in the big one last weekend and they sort of failed to keep their side of the bargain.
They were sort of involved, I mean, as far as they were present.
Two big ones on the seesaw, but very much one was in the air and one was on the on the ground, terra firma.
You know when Jeremy Corbyn said he was there, but he wasn't involved?
Yeah.
Like that.
Doesn't he always say that?
Yeah, that's what Arsenal
did. It's Schrodinger's big one.
Yeah,
indeed.
It was.
Could be big, could be small.
Yeah.
it seems quite a nice time at Chelsea at the moment, a lot of the reports are suggesting, because Sarri has reportedly relaxed the strict dietary rules that Antonio Conte had enforced. Conte also made the players stay at Chelsea Harbour Hotel near the ground, of course, before matches, the day before matches.
Relaxing the dietary rules sounds like a really bad euphemism for diarrhea. Relaxing the dietary rules.
Yeah. Aren't football clubs just like an endless cycle of, here's a strict manager, now here's not a strict manager, now here's a strict manager, yeah. Now here's not a strict manager.
Ooh, they're going to enjoy this. Ooh, yeah. They better watch out. Ooh, they're going to enjoy this. Ooh, they better watch out.
Yeah. Yeah. Arsenal won't like that, though. I mean, they've eventually come round to it.
But... Oh, I feel like Emery's getting a bit of untoward stick, actually. I might have said this on Monday, because he's trying to impose his new ideas on the team. I mean, they started off at home to Man City. As I've said before, some people would say the greatest Premier League team ever.
Yeah.
And now they're going away to Chelsea. Mm-hmm. And if he doesn't impose his ideas this time, he'll probably get a lot of stick again, even though Chelsea are a good team. So I feel like he should be given a bit of space.
Yeah. Well, Chelsea, they seem to have sort of gathered themselves a bit. Ross Barkley certainly featuring a little bit for Chelsea, which is good news for him. Yeah, he does. Yeah, Sarri's come in. And Willian said on the Conte thing that if Conte was still at the club, he'd have left. He's quite, frank about that. And then he said the new manager, Sarri, talks about fun football, building out from the back, which is something that Big Sam doesn't like to see teams playing.
No, I said that on Monday, but I find that preposterous as well. I mean, the teams are going to play in the manager's image, how the manager wants them to play. And it stands to reason with new managers at a club, it's going to take a while. I didn't see Chelsea against Huddersfield. I saw the Jorginho hop, skip and jump penalty, which I enjoyed.
That was good.
But I didn't see the game.
I mean, they were dominant. It was two sides, which are very evidently, for anybody who glances at the team sheets, you know, in different leagues, metaphorically.
Yeah, absolutely. And this game will again, Arsenal find themselves as part of the biggest game of the weekend. But I can only reiterate, if they come away from this with a... I suppose if they get absolutely pumped and it starts to become a bit like a Crystal Palace of this time last year, then fair enough, you can start sort of levelling criticism. But this is a manager who's been at big clubs, who's had success, who's done stuff.
Imagine if it did that. Imagine if Arsenal lost like the first five or six games and Arsenal were forced to get in a firefighter.
Louis van Gaal.
Louis van Gaal? Yeah, thinking Roy Hodgson?
Yeah.
Big Sam. Right. This is the one I've been waiting for.
and one of the things, you mentioned Ross Barkley there, but two other midfielders.
You can forget about Barkley.
Well, two other midfielders, Bakayoko, who's gone on loan to Milan.
He's away, and Drinkwater they're trying to get rid of.
Oh, Drinkwater cost 35 million quid.
Yeah, only, a year ago or something?
Yeah, he found himself on the scrappy.
I was going to say drop in the ocean this transfer window, but I mean, excuse the pun. But it's not a huge amount of money nowadays, is it really?
You know when someone says excuse the pun, have you ever heard anyone go, no, I will not excuse the pun? I'm taking issue with that particular pun.
But it's usually people who actually quite like puns. I hate puns.
You say you do, but you use them as much as the rest of us.
No. Yeah, but I don't respect myself when I do it. I hate myself.
What's Jay Bothroyd's side in Japan or wherever he's playing called?
You got on the high horse about that.
Why was it now?
Was it not torturous pun?
It was a torture. They're not called torturous pun.
Or something like that.
They're up in Hokkaido, but they've got a really weird kind of pun.
I'll be honest, you put that on the WhatsApp group, and we may mention it on Monday, but you did misjudge the room.
Yeah.
Because I didn't understand it. Marcus didn't know what was going on either. and so it was a bit like, okay, mate, well, as long as you're having fun. Sort of.
As long as
I took from it, just to annoy Peter, that the fact is I was like, what? Torturous pun? I mean, that would be a good name for a team, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it really would.
But he's not playing for them. He's playing for another side.
They're called Hokkaido Consadole Sapporo, right? Japanese professional football club in League One. He scored a lot of goals in League Two.
So they're in the top flight now?
They're in top flight now.
Yeah, okay, right.
But the club name of Consadole, or Consadole, is made of Consado, which is a reverse of the Japanese word dosanko, which is meaning the people of Hokkaido, where the team is, and the Spanish expression ole, right?
Right.
But in the katakana, which they use to write the club name, the ole, because they don't do L's, they do R's, is ore. So it doesn't make any sense anyway, and it's not even a reversal of the word consado. Dosanko is not a reversal of the word consado. It doesn't even make any sense. Hokkaido Consadole Sapporo is not... It doesn't make any sense, guys.
Yeah,
now Jay Bothroyd has to deal with that.
If you're still listening...
How old is he? 37?
Sorry about that.
No, I wanted... When I saw that, I thought, people have to know that Peter is actually a very intelligent man.
I want
because
Peter
you've deconstructed that very, very well. But it was
Marcus,
completely
and explained it very, very terribly.
No, Marcus, I thought it was brilliant.
Marcus, I want Pete to use the WhatsApp group to get this sort of stuff on his chest, off his chest, precisely so he doesn't do it on the show. So what you've done
There's
is
some
you
absolute grot I had to poke up past. from last night.
Oh, yeah, we're not going to say everything. But anyway...
And all thanks to Neville Southall. Thank you very much.
I apologise, but the WhatsApp group is for Monday, so let's carry on. But yeah, Danny Drinkwater, I mean, they're trying to offload him probably it must be to a club abroad now if they're going to get it in this
Scotland.
Window.
Mm.
Well...
Celtic.
So, I do wonder... You think about the wisdom of that move from his point of view... Mm. At Leicester City, he is one of their crucial players. Now, it's difficult to say because he backs himself to play at Chelsea and it could link up with Kante again, but you look at the bodies they have in there. Very, very difficult managerial change and so on. What is he, 28? You don't want him to suddenly just kind of decline now and be completely forgotten.
Well, he has to play, and I agree with your point about the fact that he'll back himself to get in the team and to play, and he's won the Premier League as a midfield player and, as you say, very important player for Leicester. But he needs to play. And with the fact that they've just brought in Jorginho for how much? Like 42 million or something like that. Or a fraction more than Drinkwater himself, if you like. it's odd that he's not moved before the transfer window closed because now he's going to have to wait till January because realistically he's not going to go to a European team, is he?
No, I wouldn't have thought so.
So it's a shame for him. How do you see the game going though, Marcus?
I would see a Chelsea win.
Well, Arsenal are 16-5 to beat Chelsea at Stamford Bridge on Sunday. £10 with Bet365 returns £42, including stake. If there's an away win.
If there is an away win. Talking to transfers, Arsenal fans, you'll be gutted about this one because Joel Campbell looks like he's set to sign permanently for another team. Team in Serie A.
Yeah, Frosinone, isn't it?
Frosinone. He's only 26, Joel Campbell. He signed for Arsenal in 2011, six loan spells since. It will be strange to turn
you. You said something that turned on my Siri for some reason.
But while you're sorting that
Joel
out,
Campbell.
Yeah. While you're sorting that out, I should say that the Chelsea-Arsenal game is, of course, Saturday night, not Sunday.
Yes.
I got that wrong.
Not to worry, brother. Yeah, not to worry. But yeah, Joel Campbell's leaving Arsenal. It's one of those things where you think, oh man, the stars are, you know, what's happening to the world?
It's one of those things where we'll be the only media outlet that will cover it.
And be proud of that.
All right, let's talk about a bigger name in the game. Zinedine Zidane apparently fancies the Manchester United job after Mourinho's buggered off.
I would not rule that out even this season, to be honest. I know he's going to take a... I know he wanted to take a season out and reassess
this month, Peter.
But you said it on the content this week that the only job he could have realistically gone to is the France job. But by virtue of the fact that he just won the World Cup, why would you do that to yourself? Why would you do that to your career? He doesn't need another job. Massive power play from Paul Pogba last week in the Premier League, obviously coming out and sort of saying, yeah, Mourinho's a dick. and sort of going, who's more important to the club? Is it Jose Mourinho or Paul Pogba? At the moment, probably Paul Pogba.
I like the idea that Paul Pogba, through his agent or whatever, goes, I've got a big exclusive for you guys. Tabloid writers, get your stuff ready. All right, what is it? Mourinho's a dick. We already knew that. But we don't know.
But I think Jose giving Pogba the captaincy was a massive power move from him, which kind of backfired because he played quite well. And he sort of thought, it's getting a bit spicy, isn't it?
We talked about this on the Continent yesterday.
Let's not bother then.
I'm just going to give you another angle, Pete Donaldson, right. Where we said the boys were saying that, you know, if this has come out and there's truth in it, it's got to have come from Zidane, because where else would it have come from? So it feels like Zidane is actually putting his hat into the ring, which is, I think, fantastic.
I've never seen him wear a hat.
No.
What are you laughing at, Marcus?
No.
Did you just put your watch on a banana?
I did put my watch on a banana.
It's not enough that your contributions to this show are sporadic. Yeah, you're putting off Marcus, the most notorious corpse on the whole show.
To be honest, a banana is about as thick as my wrists anyway, so it kind of works.
Anyway, look, we've got to talk about Zinedine Zidane.
We do have to talk about
and the managerial position.
I would love to see that. Realistically, he should be looking for a job in the Premier League if he wants a managerial job. And wouldn't that be wonderful?
Man United,
they've got enough money to satisfy his bloodlust for great players.
Do you know
what,
the club are currently looking for a sporting director? Oh. Louis van Gaal.
No, but imagine Zidane being sporting director overseeing Jose.
Yeah, that
Jose would just leave immediately.
But Zidane came. So when Mourinho was at Real Madrid, Zidane was brought in a role. I forget the
he started
was.
Off as an ambassador, didn't
but he?
He
was
but it was more than ambassador. And Mourinho was quite happy for him to come in, I think.
I don't think he could really sort of have a problem with it, though, could he? I mean, he was one of the greatest Real Madrid players.
But Zidane
time.
Didn't take over from Mourinho, of course. I think it was Ancelotti, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Who was after Mourinho, if I'm right in saying that. And then Zidane came in. Ooh, I think I'm right there. But
is there a Rafa in the mix?
Could have been. No, yeah. Rafa was... Oh, yeah, anyway. Yeah,
doesn't matter. You always get caught up in things. It's the banana in the watch, isn't it?
It is the banana in the watch. It's the canary. The banana in the watch is our version of the canary in the mine, isn't it? but yeah, I tell you what, if you're a Man United fan, you'd be like, yes, please.
I'd love
yes,
a bit of that.
Ruddy, please.
It's fair enough that you could forget the Benitez blink of an eye tenure.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Between Carlo and Zinedine.
Yeah, that's
but,
right.
But as we were saying before, the fact that Deschamps of France won the World Cup.
Yeah.
So Dan, while on paper, he was very pleased. And anyone who asks, he is pleased, actually. Thank you very much.
Yep. Yeah.
Obviously, it sort of blocked off his route to becoming the France national team manager.
That's right.
So it must be nice to be Zidane, by the way. What do I fancy? I tell you what, I quite fancy Man United. Put that out there.
Sorry, if he walked in to the reception at Manchester United and said, I want to take over this club, they'd say yes. They'd kick Jules out, pay him off. It'd be a lovely old job.
What world are you living in?
And he would get the job immediately.
Hello, is that Man United reception? Yeah, Jose Mourinho says he's not coming in today. He can't be bothered anymore, so I'm here now.
Yeah, they'd say yes. They would say yes.
As if Zidane would go through the reception.
On the face of it,
walking and they tear his trousers off like that. Remember when he tore his trousers like two or three times in a row?
Pete, do you enjoy the fact that Jose Mourinho is still living in a hotel?
Yeah, I am.
It's great.
Very much fits with my aesthetics as well.
He's got a massive bag full of toiletries.
Careful,
mini toiletries.
Do you reckon he adheres to the throw the towels on the floor if you want them changed rule? Or do you reckon, how many times do you reckon they changed the linen in his room? That's what I want
to
know.
I hate to think.
I'd love to know what type of hotel it is. And for all those people
listening. I've stayed there.
Have you?
I think it's the Lowry in Manchester.
Is it nice?
Yeah, very nice, yeah.
Of course you stayed there.
Well, that was the one I played at Old Trafford.
Oh, yeah, yeah, God. Yeah, let's not open that can of worms. Can of boring worms. with Mourinho, you feel like, I mean, if you're really going to sort of bed down and say, oh, I want to be here for a long time. Well, you've been here a while now. You still live in a hotel. What are you doing? You know what I mean?
Yeah, indeed. Indeed. Manchester United away to Brighton on the weekend. Will we see another Luke Shaw winner?
I would love to see that simply because it upsets Mourinho.
Because they're like London buses.
Yeah.
And to all those people that sort of email in and tweet, oh, can't you go a whole show without talking about Mourinho? Nope.
Nope.
Why would we?
Yeah, bread and butter, mate.
But the thing is, though, we're talking about one of the most talked about football managers in recent years. You could even say of in the modern era of the game. He's manager of Manchester United. And what's going on is fascinating.
Well, We had a lot of emails after our first show saying, oh, typical. Like, actually, one Bournemouth fan and about 50 Spurs fans. Oh, you only talk about Spurs when they lose. Well, we're going to see you at the weekend, so let's see how that fucking goes, all right, lads? Yeah. And lasses.
Stop starting fights, Pete. Watches on bananas and fights.
Car park now.
The Pete Donaldson story.
Yeah.
Let's have our best bet with Bet365. Luke Mott.
Yeah, let's do that. Of course, mine did not come in. So I have turned it out to the listeners who all of whom emailed in their droves to the point where Pete Donaldson's talking about getting a spare email address because it's doing his head in. But we probably won't do that because an angry Pete is a decent Pete, in my opinion.
True.
We've got to think about the quality of the show. A bit late for that.
Perhaps in the title of the emails, they could put, best bet.
Yeah, so why don't you put best bet when you email into show@thefootballramble.com and make Pete's job a little bit easier if you want to. Don't have to. It's up to
that's
you.
True.
They might hide their emails in a best bet. That'll be confusing.
Come on down, Nick from London.
Oh,
he's a Brentford fan who says, I've just this week had a flutter on Newcastle to be relegated.
Oh.
They just seem to be teetering on the edge of disaster. And should Rafa decide to leave, although there's probably several million reasons why he won't, Nick hasn't put that, I can see the whole thing imploding in spectacular Newcastle fashion. That said, I'm going with the Geordies for my bet of the week.
Oh.
I think Cardiff will go down with them. But I'm hoping them to get the first. I'm tipping them to get their first Premier League goal in the comfort of their home ground before succumbing to the awesome power of Gordon Ramsay's love child Matt Ritchie. my best bet is both teams to score with Newcastle to win at 5-1. Much love and keep up the good work. He also calls us Onegashimasu, Pete, which apparently is an honorific Japanese term. I looked it up. My pronunciation is probably terrible. So in summary, our best bet with Bet365 is Newcastle to beat Cardiff with both teams to score at 5-1. So £50 on that will return £300, including stake, with all proceeds going to Prostate Cancer UK. You must be over the age of 18 to gamble and do gamble responsibly. For more information on that, go to begambleaware.org. So look out for the Newcastle-Cardiff game and Newcastle to win with both teams to score.
Ooh la la.
Ooh la la, ladies and gentlemen. Now it's time for Going for Gold.
And yes, you are getting the full intro. So,
here's on. Love it. And the time is make right. No apologies. It's time for you, well, you to play
our game. People are coming. Barry Grintles would love this. Trying to be the best that they can. To reach for the sky where the stakes are so high. We're all going for gold.
world.
I love how much the guy who's singing that song is into it.
He's really
he's
into it.
He's so into it.
And it's not even the version we remember. It was a special extended version that only got aired a couple of times.
Right.
In like a grand final.
Then how
the
on earth did you find it?
The melody is like, it was repeated on Challenge TV.
Right. And we are making up for that lost time for that theme tune, aren't we?
We are, exactly. Right. Composed by
Hans Zimmer?
Hans Zimmer.
Yeah.
Oh. There you go.
Who's got the keys to his bimmer?
Yeah.
I wonder if he still works that vocalist. Because we're going for Hollywood film.
Do you reckon, oh, hello, is that Hans? I heard your score in the new Christopher Nolan film. Do you need? No, I don't need you.
Batman! Yeah. The end of all of it. Yeah. The Batman!
When they're going for the Dark Knight Rises. What do you think, Hans? Hans, are you still there?
He's still there. Hello? Hello?
So, going for gold last time around, I won, so I thought I'd mention that.
Luke Moore won.
And yeah. I need to get a good lead up before Jim comes back, because he's the master of it.
He is the master. I don't know how his brain works that he manages to remember all of these footballers.
Why don't you give people, because people might be listening again, sorry, for the first time this season, so you might need to give them a quick update on
if
how the game works.
If we do have new listeners, they won't have got this far.
I've got a mystery footballer in mind, and I've got a load of clues written by this week, Owen Myers. You guys have to guess in turn who... or what footballer I am describing.
Oh, so okay. It's like Jermaine's Jigsaw.
Like Jermaine's Jigsaw.
You did that joke last week.
I know,
Mark.
And I'm going to do it.
And it's JJ's Jigsaw for the second time. You got the same role.
All right, let's go on. Are you ready, guys?
Yeah.
So, the heat is on.
Oh, come on.
Right, guys. Again, these clues are all from Owen Myers. Thank you, Owen. I was born on the 17th of March, 1986.
How are you?
Stop. Is it Jermaine Genius?
Incorrect.
Nah, he must be older than that.
Yeah, maybe not.
So far in my career, I have played 516 games, scoring 241 goals.
Good.
Not a bad return.
Good return, yeah.
Stop. Wayne Rooney.
Incorrect.
Stop. Sergio Aguero.
Incorrect. I started my career in the Czech First League, but you'll probably think I started my career at Wolfsburg.
Stop. It's got to be Edin Dzeko.
It is Edin Dzeko! Yeah! Oh, no, he's got the second one!
Look at that.
He is tearing it up in
two
August.
Two out of two, Jim Campbell, I'm coming for you.
Congratulations, Luke Moore. Well done, mate. Wow.
Is that a bit annoying because we need to fill some more time?
The heat is on.
That's absolutely wonderful.
I'll just update my Going for Gold spreadsheet. Luke with two correct answers. Marcus with zero.
It's in his... Pete, who's Edin's zero.
Who's the most competitive out of me and Marcus?
FIFA, Marcus, Real Football, Marcus, Life, Marcus.
None of this is true.
It's Marcus.
It's Marcus. That's a full house.
Passive aggression after he's been pointed out that he's quite competitive. Marcus.
The thing is, none of that is true and you know it.
Okay. I agree with Pete.
Of course you would. I'm just happy that I'm on the same points as Jim Campbell.
Yeah, exactly. Won't last long, that.
Certainly won't do. Well, thank you very much for listening to the Football Ramble Preview Show, sponsored by Bet365, everybody. It's been a ruddy pleasure. He's been Luke Moore.
Hello, thank you very much. Goodbye.
He's been Pete Donaldson.
Bye.
And I've been Marcus Speller. And you've been wonderful.
Well...
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit. And he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes. I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly. Seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know.
And then we'll weigh around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.